This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few days ago, a guy accused the writers on Conan O'Brien's talk show of stealing his material from Twitter, which is a little like accusing someone of stealing something from the sidewalk. I mean, I guess it's possible to do and can legally fit the definition of theft. I can't really say that with any concrete authority. I'm not licensed to practice law in the state of California, but there's a lot of material flying around Twitter every day. In that respect, it's a lot like the writer's room of a television talk show, and though most of it is filthy and repellent and totally offensive, and in that respect, it's a lot like the writer's room of a television talk show, some of it may, somehow, out of sheer luck and the laws of statistics, end up being both funny and usable. And in that respect, it's a lot like the writer's room of a television talk show. But setting aside what happened in this specific instance, and for the record, the Conan writing staff denies this, and for the further record, people writing jokes about daily events do often tend to work the same ground, just as a matter of coincidence. But setting that aside, one thing that writers in the entertainment business have to do is come up with new material and fresh takes. And that's hard unless you have the internet on your phone, in which case it's pretty easy because someone else is doing it for you. Probably on Reddit. Reddit is the place where those memes, you know, Grandpa, those pictures with the captions that are suddenly all over your Facebook thing, Reddit is where they come from. Reddit is where the offensive jokes get crowdsourced and the weird memes get uploaded and the crazy news items from obscure locations get linked to. Reddit is the original source. The Huffington Post, for instance, wouldn't really exist without Reddit. They steal from there shamelessly, and Facebook would be a lot less interesting if that were even possible. So if writers steal from Twitter, Twitter steals from Reddit. The Instagram superstar Fat Jewish, trust me, that's the name he goes by, regularly reposts Reddit memes onto his Instagram account. He, however, gets paid a fair amount of money by advertisers to insert sponsored images into his Instagram feed. Reddit users get, and this is the entertainment industry technical term, bupkis, and that's sort of the way it's always worked. I once sold and produced a pilot because a friend of mine told me a story about the day he was laid off from his investment bank. I stole his life story, if you want to get really technical about it, and I don't, and I turned it into a pretty funny and sharp TV pilot. I turned it into art, is what I told him when he complained. No, you turned it into money, is what he said, and we were both basically right. The difference here is that writers believe deep down that it's okay to steal, wait, let's say take inspiration from the world around them, from things they read on Reddit or Twitter or things they hear on podcasts or NPR, and if someone they know or pass by, says something funny or memorable, it's okay to use that as long as that person couldn't use that him or herself. Meaning this, as long as you're taking inspiration from civilians, non-writers, what in the old days Variety used to refer to as non-pros, then it's okay. But if that other person is a writer, if they could in some way monetize that remark or thought or news nugget, then back off. In other words, it can only really be called stealing if you steal from another thief. But if you put your best material out on Twitter or Reddit or anywhere else that's big and public and everywhere, you'll get retweets and favorites and a whole lot of followers, but what you won't get is paid. Though someone else might. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll do a series of upgrades for KCRW. This is Rob Long.